Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. While there is no official announcement, there seems to be a considerable amount of news concerning the Red Sox. It started with Alex Speer, who's pretty tied in over there, let me just say.
Yeah, I would say so.
His sources are pretty good. It started with him with a story that he published about an hour or so ago saying Chris Sale, Red Sox are nearing agreement on a contract extension. It then continued with others who kind of added to the reporting. John Heyman talking about how imperative it was for the Sox to get this done because there are no current talks with J.D. Martinez or Xander Bogaerts. You know the Mookie Betts situation. And then Jeff Passan, who's been on a hot streak here of late, tweeted out that Chris Sale's deal, if completed, likely to be in the five-year, $150 million range, league sources tell ESPN. That number just makes sense to me. You know, you're paying David Price $30. I don't know how Chris Sale would say, yeah, I'll take less than that. I'm good.
Yeah, he knows he's better than he is, so he should want more, and it would give him reason to not become a free agent and go to the open market. But the other thing would be, you don't have another chance of going on the DL in August twice or having your starts skipped in the playoffs. So to me, if it really is 5 years, $150 million, it's a much better contract for the player than the team. Whereas the rest of Chris Sale's career, including the first 2 years in Boston, it's been a much better deal for the team than the player.
It takes him through his age 35 season. Legitimate concerns about him staying healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he weighs about a buck 10.
It's amazing he's lasted this long and has pitched as many innings as he has.
I mean,
to be honest.
When you look at it, you know, how violent his delivery is at times.
Isn't his nickname Stickman?
Yeah.
Like, he's a little, he's like really thin. He's super tall, but he's super thin. And I hate arguing against him because I love him. I love when he's on the mound. I love everything that he says. It's been one of the great trades the Red Sox have made in the last several years. He's awesome when he's out there. I just feel like there are injury concerns. He is going into his 30s here, so I don't know how it gets even better. Plus, if the argument is, well, you're going to manage his innings. Well, you're also managing David Price's innings, so you're going to have two guys making over $30 million that probably don't throw 200 innings. That doesn't really seem like money well spent to me.
It would. I think it's fairly clear that in all likelihood, after this season, Rick Porcello will be off the books, off the roster.
Yeah, so that's $21 million or whatever it is gone.
I mean, it seems clear that you know, they're going to have a high end of the rotation already with Sale and Price, and you do have to, you know, shepherd your money a little bit.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, that's two $30 million guys. What's Nathan Eovaldi? $17
million?
Yeah. He's a lot. And they're probably going to replace Porcello with somebody. Probably not a $20 million a year guy, but starting pitching is obviously not cheap. I would guess it would be somewhere in the team, maybe low teens for the next guy that's in there.
All right, let's talk with you guys about it at 617-779-7937. Wally's in Middleborough. Hey, Wally, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Happy spring.
Yep.
Hey, just two questions, and I'll hang up and see your responses. One, if we don't sign Sale, do you think the Yankees will pick him up? And two, as far as Bob Kraft.
Okay.
Well, why would you want to watch that film? I mean, come on, if you want to watch that film.
Well, some of the films that I've seen, Wally, please. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Watch it, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'm definitely watching it. And second of all, you can never rule the Yankees out on anybody. Betts, Bogaerts, Sale, if he were to hit the open market. I'm still shocked that they didn't get Harper or Machado. I thought one of them was going to the Yankees.
They have been fiscally responsible the last number of years.
They have. It's surprising.
The Stanton acquisition was obviously a big ticket item, but he's going to opt out in 2 years.
Stanton?
Absolutely.
Although, yeah. I don't know how much more he's going to get, though, to be honest.
They all opt out.
Not
they
David
all get
Price.
More money.
Price didn't.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a chance that they could opt in. But, I mean, they have big-time money committed. I don't know if Stanton can do better. They have Tanaka for a couple of years. They're still paying Ellsbury, by the way. Just a horrible, horrible
terrible
contract.
Terrible contract.
They're paying him $21 million this year and $21 million next year.
How's the return on investment for that deal?
He's
huh?
so bad. But yeah, I think they're definitely a player for any of these guys that go to free agency.
John's in Connecticut. Hey, John.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Doing great.
If that is the contract for sale, I love it because I believe the heart and soul of that team. I don't think he's a clown when it comes to the microphone, as in David Price. When he pitches, he flat out says, I suck if he pitches bad. As far as bets, if I'm them, I know that they say there's nothing on the board. I would offer him 5 for $200, and then he can become a free agent again. Make him the highest paid player in baseball. And as far as dead money, I'm still amazed that Pedroia is on this team. I mean, that is
his contract is really quite reasonable.
What was he signed back then? 10 for 100 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's more the years for me than the money, because obviously the injury has played a factor. But he's under contract for 3 more years, which is insane.
Well, you know what?
What?
He was a solid ball player when healthy, as
he was.
Big guys are. But
right.
It just, who do you take off the roster when he comes back?
I think they're going to probably
Eduardo
trade a catcher.
Nunez. Well, no. they're going to trade a catcher anyway.
So there you go.
Most
that's it.
The reasonable thinking is Sandy Leon.
Which is odd to me, because don't the pitchers love him? They're obsessed with Sandy Leon. Chris Hill loves Sandy Leon.
That was going to be my last question. They're carrying 3 catchers. One of them's got to go. And if it's me, I'd get rid of Leon.
Well, I think Leon is the guy that most of the observers seem to think that's the one that the Red Sox will deal. They like the versatility of Swihart. He's able to give them, you know, a bunch of different positions. He's also a better hitter, obviously, than Leon.
Yeah, but I don't know how much better. Like, Swihart, like, everybody says he's this good hitter, but, like, have we really seen it? Like, I don't know. I think they're all kind of equal, but the pitchers love throwing to Sandy Leon, so I would keep him. Now, I think he's a little bit more expensive than those other guys, so maybe that's also part of the thought process there. But if all the guys in the staff, or 4 out of 5 of them, all have better ERAs with him than without him. Remember some of the stats of the splits last year? I think Leon led the league in catcher ERA a year ago. And everybody was obsessed with that. And now it's like, yeah, get rid of him. And then that way...
Well, I just think you're not going to keep 3.
Probably not.
So you've just got to decide, I think, between Leon or Swihart.
But should
you
keep 3 second basemen? I mean, I know they do other things.
I don't think they will long term. I think that...
Well, Pedroia will probably go on the IL. Be my guess.
Well, he's going to start there. We'll see
if he
works his way off of there.
He'll be back there.
I just think, and I know this is a discussion we've had throughout the course of spring training. I just think that if he's healthy, huge if, I understand
that's,
that, before you jump on me.
No, I'm not.
If he's healthy, they're better with him.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, fine, I guess. I mean, they won the World Series without him, so I don't know how much better you can be. But I just think that that's such a big if, and it's already getting off to a rough start. You know, he says he's healthy. The team says he's not. He's not there early on because they know they're going to have to manage his time anyway. And they start the year with 11 consecutive games with no days off. So they're probably a little bit worried about, oh, wait a minute. Like, we don't have either Nunez on the roster or one of the catchers on the roster. And then that could create some issues.
Reggie's up in Maine. Hey, Reggie.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Reggie.
Excellent show. You know what? I'm getting a little tired of listening to, you know, there seems to be just too many guys on this roster that's got to be managed. Innings got to be managed. Games got to be managed. You know, I'm kind of done with Pedroia. You know, I loved him for a long time. After the whole Machado incident, kind of done with him. And I'm fine if he's played his last game with a big club. I know he'll be back at some point. But you know what? I'm kind of done with him. And as for Sale, I would hate this contract extension. Like, I can't say anything over 3 years with this guy. I'm just not a fan of. I mean, for me,
yeah, because he's been a terrible performer for you, right, Reggie?
Yeah, but Dale, how do you think he's going to be good in 5 years when he's breaking down now?
Yeah,
like I'm with Reggie completely.
Give someone $30 million.
2 years ago, he led the American League in innings pitched. Last year, he got hurt.
He got hurt both years. He fell off a cliff in August the year before, and then he's bad in the playoffs. Like, he breaks down every year.
And same with Price. I didn't like the Price contract. You know, you're going to give that kind of money. I want you out there every fifth day. I don't want to have to deal with this. Well, you know, Velasquez is going to start this week, so Sale can get the off day.
Or, hey, you're going to go 5 or 6 innings, and you're going to manage these guys. You have a terrible bullpen, and then you're going to give these guys 6 innings, and then fingers crossed that the bullpen can close it out. You need more than 158 innings, 160 innings.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm with you.
It drives me crazy. And it's just like, you know what? they can do. Like, guys like Sale and even JD and Bogarts, they can mitigate that. If those guys leave, they leave. The one guy that you cannot allow to leave is Mookie Betts. And, you know, you just got to – that's the guy you got to throw the money at, and you got to make sure you do everything you can to bring – to make sure that he's here for as long as that you can keep him here. The other guys, JD and Sale and Bogey, those guys are great. Like, they're good ball players, but they can lose them, and we can still be fine. We can mitigate that.
So help me out here, Reggie. How long have you been a Red Sox fan?
How long have I been a Sox fan?
Yeah.
Since I was about six, seven years old.
Well, I don't know how old you are, so give me a number.
He's
here.
13.
83. Since 83. That's when I
all right. How's it been for you the last 15 years or so?
It's been all right.
Dale, are you doing the you can't complain about anything because they're winning argument? Because that's ridiculous.
Reggie's
insane.
No, Reggie's
tired. Hey, come on. They won the World Series. Everything's great.
Are you going to listen to
me? Come on, Reggie.
Just going to yell like you do over everybody else.
You just asked this guy how long he's been a Red Sox fan? Who cares how long he's been a Red Sox fan? I thought we were getting away from asking guys how old they were as Red Sox fans.
If you'd have let me finish the sentence.
Don't complain. This is where you're going. Don't complain because
they're winning. No, that's not what I said at all.
What are you going to say?
He said, I'm getting sick of these guys.
Managing,
really?
Yeah, managing these guys is what he said.
Like every team in baseball does.
Every team goes, hey, 5-6 innings for you, less than 200 innings. I have not noticed that.
Every team in baseball is managing their assets the exact same way.
I don't know
these
if that's true.
These guys are doing it better
than
anybody else.
There are guys throwing over 200 innings in baseball. It is still possible in this day and age.
Kershaw holding up.
Well, if you're talking about track record, he's won all these Cy Youngs and everything else. How's the last five years worked out for you?
I'm talking about how baseball teams are handled right now.
So
he's
sick of
how it's done.
So he's sick of Pedroia.
Okay,
he thinks Pedroia's overpaid.
Don't watch the games anymore, Reggie.
Oh my God, Dale, that is embarrassing. You sound like the Senators GM. Oh, all the good fans are positive fans. How dare you question this team? They won the World Series. That's embarrassing.
No, what's embarrassing is I'm sick of the way they're handling this.
Why? Yeah, he's sick of it.
Because it's not going well at all, right?
But you got to project forward. That's the whole idea of these contracts.
That's what
it's a five-year contract. So you got a guy who breaks down in the last 2 years. Let's give him a five-year deal. And a huge raise.
All right, so we'll give Chris Sale, a two-year deal? Because we don't know.
Sure.
And he'll accept that, right?
No, let him play out this year and see what happens. And if he breaks down again, you'd be insane to pay him this
and
kind of money.
And then he walks, and then what do?
You got to replace him.
Yeah, good luck.
What do you mean,
Tell me
luck?
What's available out there that gives you what Chris Sale gives
Is there
gives
a guy
you?
That throws 200 innings? And then you can maybe pay some of your own
guys.
You can pay
200 innings, not
I thought
as
you
good
said,
as him.
I thought you said they don't. I thought you said everybody manages their guys.
You can find guys who will throw innings.
Okay, great. You need
Stephen
guys to throw
Wright
innings.
Threw you a whole bunch of innings when he was here. I'm
Did he?
Gonna suggest
no, he didn't,
because
he also got hurt, and I wouldn't give him money either.
617.
But be positive, everybody. Please be positive. They just won the World Series.
And what, four in the last X number
How long have you been a fan, Reggie? Call in and tell us what your birthday is.
779-7937 Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
How's it been for you the last 15 years or so?
It's been all right.
Dale, are you doing the you can't complain about anything because they're winning argument? Because that's ridiculous.
Reggie's
insane.
No, Reggie's tired.
Hey, come on. They won the World Series. Everything's great.
Are you going
to
listen
to me? Come on, Reggie.
Everything's
great.
Like you do over everybody
else. You just asked this guy how long he's been a Red Sox fan. Who cares how long he's been a Red Sox fan? I thought we were getting away from asking guys how old they were as Red Sox fans.
If you'd have let me finish the
sentence. Don't complain. This is where you're going. Don't complain because
they're winning. No, that's not what I said at all.
What are you going to say?
He said, I'm getting sick of these guys.
Managing,
really?
Yeah, managing these guys is what he said.
Like every team in baseball does.
Every team goes, hey, 5-6 innings for you, less than 200 innings. I have not noticed that.
Every team in baseball is managing their assets the exact same way.
I don't know if that's true.
These guys are doing it better
than
anybody else.
There are guys throwing over 200 innings in baseball. It is still possible in this day and age.
Clayton Kershaw holding up.
Well, if you're talking about track record, he's won all these Cy Youngs and everything else. How's the last 5 years worked out for you?
I'm talking about how baseball teams are handled right now.
So he says,
sick of it. How it's done.
So he's sick of Pedroia.
Okay,
he thinks Pedroia's overpaid.
Don't watch the games anymore than Reggie.
Oh, my God, Dale. That Jesus. Is embarrassing.
Last year in Major League Baseball, there were 13 starters who pitched 200 or more innings.
Pay those guys.
In all of Major League Baseball, there were 13 of them. There were only 32 starters who threw 180 innings or more. So basically one per team.
I wouldn't. So shouldn't those guys be paid a little bit more? If you're going to pay so much money.
I'd rather pay the good ones.
I just hope they're there at the end of the season is all I would be worried about.
My point is, and it was the point I was trying to make, is this is, I know it's like, it's not like the old days. This is how pitchers are handled nowadays.
Well, then they shouldn't pay them as much.
There were only 32 pitchers in Major League Baseball who threw 180 innings or more.
Right, and Price and Sale weren't either one of them. And now you're committing to those guys. I mean, Price you already have, but Sale you're committing for another 5 more years. Seems like a lot.
I think that Chris Sale is probably a decent investment. Could he break down? Of course he could.
Well, he's more likely to break down than not.
I think you've overstated how injury prone he is.
Oh, okay.
He's been pretty durable most of his career.
What about his Red Sox career?
Well, he's only been here 2 years.
Right, he's broken down both times.
He made 59 starts over 2 years.
Do starters typically get healthier in their 30s?
I would say not.
I would say there's more. It's almost like a running back. There are definitely examples of good pitchers in their 30s, probably more so than running backs. But these guys, they break down. And then if you're managing them, I just don't know if you're really getting your investment. So the contracts for pitchers are going up, and yet their workload is going down. I would rather pay a guy to play shortstop for 155 games and pay him through the nose, or pay Mookie Betts through the nose, or pay JD Martinez. I'd rather spend my money on those guys.
Ty's up in Maine. Hey, Ty, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Ty? You called us. What's up?
I just want to say I think David Price is going to flake out over time.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, and I don't know who they would find for an alternative for Sale. That's all I want to say.
No, and that's a good point. And fine. Ty, you brought that up. Dale brought that up. The last caller brought that up. If you don't sign Chris Sale, again, it would be for next year. So you would still have him for this year and this run. Where do you turn? What kind of, pitcher do you bring in? I guess you'd have to see what the free agent market is. Eventually, they're going to have to draft and develop some guys. That's been a little bit of a tough area for them. They went from having guys like Lester and Buchholz and some of their homegrown guys, and that's been a long time since. But they would have to do that. David Price flaking out, I don't know about that. Maybe he's going to pitch better this year because he doesn't have to have that. He doesn't have that postseason thing hanging over his head.
Bobby's in Cambridge. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, gentlemen?
What's up,
Bobby?
Just real quickly, at least. For me, 1988 isn't that long ago, but it is 30 years ago. I just happened to be looking up some things in spare time. In 1988, every major league team averaged 24 complete games. A season. That's every team in the American League and National League. Last year, there weren't 24 complete games in the American League, and there were even less in the National League. Now, there were guys being, if you remember right, being taken out of games with complete shutouts going, even actually no hitters going. So, Dale, I mean, to your point, it's really becoming the norm. You're averaging 4 to 5 pitches a game. Base pitching has changed completely. And you're averaging, and that's, it's about saving arms, whether you agree or disagree. But that's just that's the actual facts, about what's going on.
No, that's true,
and
Bobby. But
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, don't you think there's also a difference? And not that I like it, but you're right; it's sort of the trend. April, May, June, pitching 6 innings in a game instead of 7, as long as you're available in August, September. But if you're not available in August, September, that's really the biggest problem.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at I think one of the biggest reasons the Pats won the Super Bowl, they were the healthiest team in football at the end of the year.
Right.
And even Belichick realizes that. And I think that's the norm even in baseball. You see it in spring training. Guys are playing less and less. And that's right. The way it is now. And it's about being the healthiest at the end. And it's protecting somebody's arm. I think a complete game shutout is going to start becoming almost as rare as a no-hitter. It's just my opinion. But it's just what I've been watching.
They don't care. They don't care about complete games at all in Major League Baseball.
Nobody really throws them.
Sale, Last year was the first time in the last 4 years Sale didn't make at least 31 starts.
Right.
He made 27 last year, but working backwards from last year, it was 27 last year, 32, 32, 31. He's been more durable and reliable. Now, last year jumps out at you because he had two stints on the DL, and he went from 214 innings pitched 2 years ago to 158 last year. And also, by the way, was left in there to throw 308 strikeouts. Another topic
for
another day. The year
before, yep, that was not great.
But I just think that because of the two stints on the DL, we think, he's been really durable.
Well, those 2 years, and he's always, even when he's been out there, so the first year they got him, he was still making those starts. But if you look at the ERAs and the splits, he's worse. I think September is the worst month of his career, right? Like by year, if you just add them all up, he is so good. He is lights out. Early on in the season, right around the All-Star break. In fact, the only 2 months where his ERA is over 3 are August and September. And like, so that's what I'd be more concerned about.
So this, according to Ken Rosenthal, and I'll bring it back to the Red Sox as I say this, the Brewers are in agreement with free agent reliever Alex Wilson.
No, not
pending physical.
Thinking of another guy there.
So was everybody in Milwaukee.
So Dirty Craig's still out of a job.
He's still out of a job, and it makes you wonder, is possible that they're going to look here and say, you know, we still don't have a closer.
I mean, talk about with your tail between your legs.
Well,
I mean, it's better than nothing, right? Like, you go and play for whatever, $8 million, $10 million, $12 million, whatever it is, compared to nothing. But maybe they just don't like, maybe the Red Sox look at what Kimbrel did in the playoffs, and they fear that that's more what he is going forward than what he was, say, during the regular season. I don't know.
A texter says that that Sale is trending down. This is what the texter says.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I understand you know, the concerns that people have out there. I'm not sure he's trending down quite as much as the now, last year he had the two injury issues.
Right.
He's 2 years ago, he was awesome. Last year, he was down a little bit. Now, if you're going to take a year and say, okay, he's trending down, this is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just about a picture, you're paying him in his 30s. His
strikeouts per nine were higher than they've been before. In fact, it was the highest of his career last year.
It is funny, though, when Lucchino was here, and obviously Henry and Warner, they wouldn't pay pitchers in their 30s. That's why they wouldn't pay Lester. And now, since then, there's a chance that they're going to give two guys in their 30s over $30 million a year.
2 years ago, his ERA was 2.9. Last year, it was 2.11. I don't think he's trending down.
I know, but he didn't even pitch enough innings to be eligible for, like, ERA title. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Because of the two stints on the DL, he only threw 158 innings. That's the one area he's trending down. The number of innings that he pitched.
Well, yeah, no,
nothing else is trending down about his
game. No, so I disagree with the trending down part. Right. I just think it's when he's out there, he's great. But when he's not out there, it's a problem. And I don't know why all of a sudden we're going to think he's going to be out there more, not only this year, but in 2024 when you're still paying him.
One of the great play-by-play announcers of our time.
Oh, yeah.
Back into the broadcast booth last night. You'll hear some of that. We'll get back to your calls as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
WEEI.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
That's how we always close the final break of Falls Count Anywhere Friday. I was just looking real quickly last year at the American League Cy Young voting. And Chris Sale finished fourth, by the way.
Right.
Despite the 158 innings. The American League Cy Young winner, Blake Snell, threw 180 and two-thirds innings.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Verlander and Kluber, who threw 214 and 215. Sale threw 158. Gerrit Cole threw 200 and a third. And then Trevor Bauer threw 175. Luis Severino threw 191. A couple of relief pitchers in there. But I'm just saying,
right?
Of the nine top Cy Young balloters in the American League, only three top 200 innings last year.
And if he was healthy in August, maybe he wins it. Same with the year before. You know, I mean, he was on pace to win. He was the All-Star Game starter both times. But it's not just the lack of innings, but it's also just breaking down at the wrong time. And it's sort of been throughout his entire career. He's worse in September than he is any other month. And it's still decent numbers. It's still, the ERA is still below four, but it jumps up over a run and a half compared to some of the other months that he has.
One other quick note about the Red Sox is they get ready to open the season next Thursday in Seattle. According to Rob Bradford of WEEI.com, there is now a tentative blueprint for Dustin Pedroia. If everything goes well, he'll be playing his first back-to-back games March 28th and 29th with minor leaguers at Fenway South.
All right.
From there, he would spend the following week continuing to build up while playing in Southwest Florida. The plan as of now would be for Pedroia to join the Red Sox for his 2019 regular season debut on April 9th, the team's home opener.
Okay.
So that is not quite as far in the
not
distance.
Super far away. It's 11 games into the year, so I think that'll be their 12th game, because they open up 11 straight road games,
yeah,
which is crazy. Seattle, Oakland, Arizona. So then Toronto would be game 12 for them. So that'd be his first game. Nice ovation, I'm sure, he would get at Fenway Park for the opener. We're going to be out and about. We're going to be at the cast.
We'll be there. Yeah, we'll be down there somewhere.
You'll be down
somewhere
there somewhere
in the ballpark.
Getting
but
you ready.
That's the tentative blueprint, according to Rob Bradford, that Pedroia would rejoin the team and be ready to go for the home opener.
I wonder who Bradfo talked to for that.
I'm guessing Pedroia, since he's quoting him in here. I'm going to go out on a limb. Rick's in Arlington. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
Yeah, just a quick one. The thing with Sale that I see is that he just doesn't pace himself. He's all out full bore for the strikeouts. I mean, that's his nature. And so, hey, he runs out of gas. Why not give him an extra day between starts? Or, you know, maybe try to get him to start a little easier. But to me, that's the whole problem with him. I wouldn't say it's his body build or anything else. Just try to slow him down a little.
I wonder if he's going to be throwing 100 this year like he
probably
was in the regular
not.
Season. I wonder if he kind of eases back on that.
But I also don't think he can not go full bore.
Yeah, that's too tough.
You can't do that.
And the extra day rest, now you're affecting everybody else on the staff. You can't do that either.
Time to get to a couple of things that we missed throughout the course of the show.
What else you got?
Dale?
I'll go first. A great moment in hockey broadcasting history last night. Now, I know Jerry Callahan has said anybody can do play-by-play. I dispute that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Not everybody can do play-by-play, but I can tell you right now that Ron Burgundy can, as he joined the LA Kings broadcast crew last night.
And we are about to begin the second period. Why don't we take it away, gentlemen, and turn down to the ice.
Yes.
You and I shared a couple of Molsons.
I only had one.
You only had one, and I had 15.
Go, Kings! Go, Kings! People,
you don't mind if I bite into this burrito right now, do you?
Oh my God!
When does the kiss cam start?
I don't know.
You know, something like this. Kopitar with the puck. He dribbles. He skates up the ice. He shot on goal. He scores. Put that baby to bed without a diaper.
For those of you at home, we've had to stop action on the ice several times. Yeah. Feral cats have run onto the ice.
They killed the penalty. Yes. Just shoot. Oh.
Well, they don't have the puck.
It's the first time I've ever been on the kiss cam.
This is one of the greatest nights of my life. I got to kiss a burrito.
By the way, when he was doing the whole shoots and scores,
yeah,
they weren't doing either of those things at that time.
I don't think the Kings even had the puck.
No, they weren't actually, but it sounded
good. It was fantastic. They should have had Champ Kind in there, too. Drop a few whammies. It would have been good.
It was nice, though, to see Will Ferrell join the Kings telecasting crew last night.
What else you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dale. This is to get everybody caught up. If you're joining the show late, we found out that one of our producers, really our producer du jour, is Chris Shimetime Shime. And we found out a hidden skill, or maybe so we thought. he fancies himself a bit of a karaoke lounge thing, a crooner of sorts. Here's a sample of Shime live from earlier in the show.
I'm staring blankly ahead, just make my way through the crowd.
I take it all back.
This is awful, Shime. To clarify, we didn't make him do that.
No. He volunteered.
And he picked the song.
He proudly volunteered.
He wanted to do that song.
He wanted to perform for you.
Now, he had immediate regrets after the fact. He immediately wanted to do a different song. So did we. He wanted to do he said he should have done Backstreet Boys, is what he said. But the reason why this even came up is because Dale overheard him talking about how he's going to a karaoke bar tonight. So,
Scorpion Bowls and karaoke bar were the two things in the same sentence. Yeah.
So, Shime is going to redeem himself tonight. We've gotten a lot of people off the air. They want to know where he's going. They want to go see him do this tonight. You're going to film this or have a friend film you.
That is correct.
And then you're back in with us on Monday.
Yes, I am.
And we are going to get, this is going to be the redemption tour
for Shime.
Sort of
sounds like a threat.
A little bit.
More than a promise.
A little bit, but we are going to bring it back for you. Do you know what song you're going to do yet? You don't have to share it with us because that could be part of the surprise on Monday. Part of the reason to tune in. You've narrowed it down.
Can you post the two? We'll put a 4-hour...
Dale Keefe WEI Twitter poll.
And they vote.
Oh,
Can I suggest...
We'll call it You Call It.
Can I suggest you, you stay away from Vanessa Carlton? Just the thought.
Yeah, I'm gonna... I think I'm going to tonight. I think that's a best decision.
You could retire that one. I mean...
I might have to.
Yeah. Maybe come back to it at another time.
I just don't know if make I can get those high notes. Make him away through the crowd.
I couldn't tell if he
got emotional when he was singing
he
it.
He did. I couldn't tell if he was trying to do a different voice. Or if he was just laughing the whole time?
That's Shime's female voice.
Is that what it is?
I need
yikes.
A drink.
That's true. That was also sober karaoke, which is a big difference.
Bad thing.
So again, at Dale Keefe WEI, we'll put the poll up before we head out of here.
All right, good. So vote on that.
Can we put a poll up on whether or not we actually have to play this on Monday?
We're playing it.
It's a full board, yes.
Oh, we're playing it. And we may post the video, too. If it's
definitely
if it's safe for work, we will
even
post the video.
Even if it's not, we're going to post it.
We'll blur some things.
You're thinking nudity?
Have you ever lost the top during karaoke?
No.
No.
The worst thing I lost was a hat.
Which, by the way, I've never actually seen you without a hat.
Never seen him without a hat.
Yeah, you know, a guy don't get the best hair.
Not just here. No, yeah, when he was an intern, there used to be Shime.
Yeah, yeah. He
dress
up.
He used to wear sweaters a lot, too.
He did. He wore a lot of sweaters as an intern.
Which was really bad in July.
Oh, awful.
The smell.
I tried to look nice.
You did. You always did. You always looked nice. You always brightened up my
day.
Tried
to be presentable.
That's for sure.
All right, we got to get out of here. OMF's coming up next. I'm sure they'll have more on the Chris Sale, the imminent Chris Sale signing by the Red Sox. We got to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you
for stopping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.